2629 Age Well LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an assisted living facility for up to 16 residents to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 8.0 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 0.48 miles south of Pell Farm Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34188 Roxana Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, MAP 15, parcel 139.00. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the staff analysis report, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero public comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Good afternoon.
Hi, my name's Leslie Lockard. I am a nurse and the co-founder of Age Well, and we're here to request a conditional use to use the existing residential house, convert it with some life safety upgrades into a residential assisted living. It's basically just like one of the big box facilities, except that we're going to do it in a home, more personalized care. It's not going to be a big 125-bed situation.
It's a lovely home, I might add.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, can you give us a little bit of information about what exactly will be there?
Yeah.
Do you have staff?
Sure. So the plan is to go up to 16 residents within the footprint of what we have right now. We like to do a 5-to-1 ratio with staffing, so there could be up to 3 caregivers taking care of these residents as they move in. The state also requires that we have a licensed nursing home administrator and a director of nursing there part-time, so they're really sharing one full-time position there. We will have a chef that cooks for them, so that they'll be there limited hours to cook breakfast, do lunch, and prep a dinner for our caregivers to serve later that night. But mainly, it's just going to be like your house that you live in. So there's not going to be, most of them don't drive, there's not going to be a lot of cars, that kind of thing. These are people who need help assisting activities of daily living, getting dressed, eating, you know, showering, toileting, those sorts of things.
Okay. All right, great. It's a much-needed thing for our area, so let's see who has what questions. We'll start with Mr. Collins again.
I think this sort of facility is needed based on my experience, and I don't know that I have any questions right now.
Are you suggesting that you need it?
I'm suggesting I have recently seen what the institutional facilities look like, and I find them lacking.
That's why we're here. We're both nurses, feel the same way.
I'm still at least 20 years from needing that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself.
I don't know where I sign up, you know?
Mr. Pettyjohn.
So as far as staff in and out, overall number, I know you had mentioned a 5-to-1 ratio, that kind of thing. So just staff, whether it's custodial staff or kitchen staff or whatever, what are you thinking?
So the caregivers will be helping with a lot of the housekeeping. They basically do everything. They do the laundry, they do the housekeeping. Like I said, the chef will be there part-time, but it's 24 hours a day. So we'll have somebody, per Delaware law, you have to have somebody awake, alert, and taking care of these people at all times. So night shift might be a little less, but we still plan to staff it way above how most of these nursing home assisted livings are staffed.
So you don't know if you have a number, like 10 people there at one time?
Yeah, so if we had, no, it would never be 10. I'm thinking maybe max of 3 caregivers in the daytime. If we have the administrator or the director of nursing there, there could be 4. If the chef is there also, maybe 5. We might have, depending on how it goes with the housekeeping part, maybe people that come in, you know, to do some deep cleaning services, things like that. Now, we do have, because it's your house, if they have home health ordered or hospice, physical therapy, those vendors are still allowed to visit the home just the same. So at times, we could have those kind of vendor-type people visiting.
And then family visitation, I mean, obviously, that's, you just have to kind of plan out for your parking, coming, going. You have hours of visitation, those types of things, or have you not really?
We haven't set that up. I really, we haven't thought too deep into that. I mean, we like to it to be like your home. So if you want to go visit your mom at 9 o'clock at night and she wants you to come over, that's really fine with us.
Yeah.
And especially as they're getting older and if there's something, you know, sometimes they just come out of the hospital, there's infection, there's a change in mental status. Sometimes family might want to come late at night, so I don't think we would prohibit.
No, I understand that. The only reason I'm asking those things, I'm just trying to also, you know, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's a great idea, but I'm also trying to imagine from the neighbor's point of view, if there's anything with cars coming, going, lighting back and forth, you know.
We're not close to neighbors.
Backup buzzers and, you know, so on and so forth. So, I mean, that could happen at anybody's house, but when you're purposefully putting a place in, you know, just something to consider.
Yeah, we're pretty far from our neighbors, and next door to us, I guess, is being flipped to a commercial type
storage
situation
building,
thing. So I think we'll be okay there.
Yeah.
Just jumping back in, it sounds like you could actually use some additional parking beyond what's in the site plan, but that would be my.
That was one of the comments.
Yeah,
that
we weren't really sure what we couldn't find any guidance, so we just kind of.
It looks like you have plenty of room to add additional parking, and I think that would be a good suggestion because if you have 16 residents and all of a sudden everybody wants to come see grandma.
We were also thinking maybe we would need to add some additional 80 handicap parking spots because if the wife maybe is elderly and the husband's coming to visit, he might not be able to make that big walk across the parking lot. So that was something we were considering, too.
Sounds like you've given that some consideration, so that's good.
Okay. I don't have any additional questions, but I just want to thank you for bringing this idea. I think it's definitely needed in the county, for sure.
Thank you. We hope this to be the flagship location for many more.
Just one little quick thing. Is there, on your entrance, is it a covered location for, EMS and things like that, or drop-off?
Currently, that's really not. I mean, it is covered. The front porch is covered. The plan, the back will be covered, and that was where the main ramp was going to be. But we have, since submitting this to you, decided that we want to put a ramp on the front as well. They were not covered, but that's a good suggestion. Yeah.
Okay. No other questions.
Well, that's a good suggestion too. I can't think of any other questions that you haven't already covered. And again, I appreciate your willingness to bring something forth like this because it is a much needed service, and I think that's great for our community.
Just for the record, a couple questions. One is just describe a little bit the neighborhood. I kind of talked about it generally, just, you know, what's around there.
Are you familiar with BB South Coastal Emergency Room?
Mm-hmm.
Roxana Road? We're about maybe a half mile up from that, so it's very residential.
Okay.
It's farmland. There's probably 50 acres, hundreds of acres behind us that have not been developed yet, so we'll see what happens.
But you also have the commercial site right next door.
Yeah. Oh, yes. There's storage a conditional facility. Use on the storage facility behind us and the one beside us.
And will the, what's the home now, will it maintain its residential appearance?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's just what I was kind of looking for, just to help with the record.
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything?
No, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Okay. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2629 AgeWell LLC? In favor. Anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Okay. Any further questions?
None for me, ma'am.
No? Mr. Collins, what's your preference?
We are not prepared for this.
No, this one.
All right. Yeah, this requires a little more time. Madam Chair, I move that we defer action on conditional use 2629 AgeWell LLC.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2629 AgeWell LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0. That just means that will give us more time to prepare a motion properly. Well, Mr. Robertson. Thank you.